You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro. Until 6 o'clock, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. Quick shout-out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. LSU off before they play South Carolina homecoming. Tulane is off at least this weekend, but they're playing on Thursday night against the Pirates of East Carolina, 6:30 at home at Yulman Stadium. Joining us now is sideline reporter for the Tulane Green Wave, Maddie Hudak. Maddie, a little time off, so a little time to get ready for the next conference game. But, man, let's go backwards a little bit because that win in Tulsa, you know, you look back after the Ole Miss loss and you go on the road for the second straight week and beat Tulsa 31-14. And I think at the end of the year, you'll look back and that'll be a pretty big win.
I completely agree. When you just look at, I think, some of the problems that plagued this team that got a little bit exposed in that Ole Miss loss, I think some of the inconsistencies on defense. They've had kind of a worse run defense this year, but at the same time, I do wonder how much of that is kind of skewed by the quality of opponent, because when they were able to enter American play, they had a strong rushing attack for Tulsa and Dominic Richardson. Tulane was able to shut that down pretty well and then also get their own run game generated under Javon Gordon. I think those are both really important lessons for them to learn.
Maddie, when you look at it, just you know, the health of this team, of where they are, you know, you talk about just getting into conference play, played a really tough out-of-conference schedule early on. Just talk a little bit about the health of this team and how they want to continue to improve in different aspects of what they're trying to do as well.
Yeah, I think the health is what you would kind of expect after a little bit of a gauntlet to start the season. You started to see some guys, I think, get a little banged up in the trenches, but not as much, I think, as you would expect to have to go and then face, you know, an SEC team after opponents in, you know, the Big Ten, and not a slouch in the South Alabama Jaguars either, and then having to play Duke. Just a lot of attrition on these guys, and the fact that they had, you know, our left guard starting at left tackle against Ole Miss was kind of lost in the shuffle of things. But, you know, I think that it's just kind of important for them to take this time and take this rest and really just refocus on, you know, what I think there was just so much talk of this non-conference schedule, but the American is ultimately where their goals are going to be set and won or lost. And so I think just really resetting for conference play is super important.
Yeah, and when you look at, you know, just opportunities, I think Memphis may have a better percentage points, but, you know, Tulane can control a lot of what they want to accomplish when you talk about being able to get in that playoff race. And just talk a little bit about of what you've seen so far from this team from a focus standpoint of, hey, it's just the next opponent. You know, we're not paying too much attention of what the outside noise may be.
Yeah, so that's where I do think that, you know, there might be some value in that tough loss in Ole Miss. You know, we're never going to know if the emotions of the Duke win really played a factor, but I think it was just a lot to ask for them to really shut those off, have to then go in and play another opponent like that. But this is such a new team, too, where a lot of the starters on this team, they hadn't experienced a loss like that together. And so I think what you saw is their adversity response, because Tulsa kind of threw the book at them, too. When you look at the beginning of that game, a lot of it was just kind of trickeration and let's try to catch Tulane off guard here. They handled an onside kick well. They handled some explosive plays really well. So I think that experience that they got before entering conference play, it's really going to play a factor. And as you said, ultimately, you know, the percentage points might favor one team in the American one way or the other, but really it's going to come down to whoever ends up winning that conference championship at the end of the year. So all of it is kind of frankly just noise until that point.
And so you talked a little bit about the run game, and because if you look kind of, you know, at the numbers from a pass situation, you know, both Jake Retzlaff and Brendan Sullivan, you know, their completion rate under 60%. There's only been three touchdown passes, but you flip it and you look at this run situation. Jake's a leading rusher, 73 yards a game, seven touchdowns. And then you got four guys behind him, and you mentioned Gordon, who are averaging 4.7 yards a carry, Barnes 4.8, Mobley 5, Maurice Turner 5.8 yards a carry. And these guys have had 27, 34, 15. I'm not talking about a guy who's had three rushes. So when you're running the football like that, man, that does so much for your offense. I mean, their run game is just so impressive.
It really does, and that was such obviously a question mark, losing Mekhi Hughes at that role. Was how would Tulane be able to kind of reproduce that? I think Jake Retzlaff being the immediate answer was a little bit surprising to people, but be without who was supposed to be the starting running back to start the year, and Maurice Turner, he's been out since the season opener. The fact that they've kind of just been able to figure it out since then, and again, have someone that's a true freshman in Jaben Gordon be able to really just make such an imposing presence and have his first collegiate touchdown be followed by two more in that same game, and just seeing some of that vision back there. But it's really nice to see Tulane enjoy a running back rotation. It's something I really haven't seen as a sideline reporter, and I think that's really going to make a difference as they kind of get through the heart of conference play, just being able to have fresh legs back there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yep, back-to-back home games, then it's UTSA, and I know it's already on some calendars in the American Athletic. Navy's off to a great start, North Texas 1-0, Tulane 1-0, East Carolina 1-0, but I'm looking at Memphis on the road, November 7th, Friday night game, so television, 8 o'clock start, late start, so Tulane's played at 11 a.m. and 8 o'clock at night, completely different situation, but man, that's going to be a big game.
Yeah, it always is kind of set up that way, and it's really interesting this year because both of these teams, I think what I've really learned is that, you know, player turnover, it's really difficult to really kind of overcome. But having the same head coach in place, the same coaching staff, that really makes such a difference. And I think you're seeing that take place at both Memphis and Tulane, where they lost all of their top producing guys. Memphis was more graduation and guys running out of eligibility. But the fact that these are two of the teams that are still really being talked about as being kind of those favorites for the end showdown, I think especially being able to face Memphis a little earlier in the year this year, you know, they're kind of that season rival gut check to me of how competitive a Tulane team's going to be. You unfortunately got the wrong answer in their November, you know, Thanksgiving loss to them last year. So I think being able to face them a little earlier in the season will definitely just kind of help, you know, keep that game as an important one.
And pretty sure, even though there's been a lot of changeover, that they well remember that that loss last year.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the thing, too, going into the week facing Duke, was you're asking a lot of these guys questions that weren't on this team last year, so why would they kind of care about Darian? And so, yeah, you're right that that experience is kind of lost, but that's why I think, you know, having that tough Ole Miss experience for these guys, it's going to be important, just being able to kind of handle the storm of what's going to be a really tough middle stretch for these guys, especially with respect to conference play, because it's not just Memphis. You know, it's UTSA, the fact that ECU just beat Army. None of these kind of upcoming games are a slouch for Tulane.
Nope. I was going to ask, you know, as you look at the rest of the schedules, East Carolina, Army, UTSA, Memphis, of course, Florida, Atlantic, Temple, and then close out with Charlotte November 29th. Is there a team out there, and I know it's early in American athletic play, that beyond – you know, Tulane and Memphis that you go, let's see what this team does over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you never really want to play a service academy. Just the way that they kind of beat you up is not really that great. And then, you know, they have to go and then, I believe, play UTSA on, I think, a short week after that. And Tulane hasn't played UTSA in a few seasons. So I think that could be one where, you know, they always are a competitive team in this conference. And you just don't know that much about them because Tulane hasn't played them since 2023. And I do think, you know, those early week games can just be a difficult one for guys having to go on the road, especially, and have to be in that type of environment. So that's going to be kind of an interesting one to watch, as well as making sure their heads aren't ahead to the next week against Memphis.
Well, it's Thursday night. You got a weekend to yourself, so have fun. We always enjoy you joining the show and giving us your thoughts about the Green Wave. 4-1 start, just keep it going. Conference plays here, and every week's important, but you're right. It's you know, you're playing on Saturday, Thursday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday. You have finishing up. You have two Thursday games and two Friday games. So there's no normalcy for the rest of this year for you.
No, there's not. I was saying it's nice to have some weekends open, but just a very confusing time to mentally prep my weeks out for sure.
Well, we get it. So have a great week and appreciate your time again.
Great. Thank you, guys. And roll wave.
Yep. Maddie Hudak, the Tulane football sideline reporter.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.